Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay Podcast. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all?
This one's funny. This one's pretty funny.
This one's pretty good, and we read a lot of poetry on it.
So much poetry.
I would even go say this whole episode is poetry in motion.
Oh, poetry emotion. Ever, will you give us a definition of what that is?
Well, it's basically like when your legs are going and you're going and you feel like you're going to explode.
Going to explode.
And you'll know what that means about the 30-minute mark, listeners.
And you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was a very talented poet and got published in the book. So it's a pretty big deal.
It's a very big deal.
It's a lot of poems. Ever is...
I started off
people to join the Patreon.
I am forcing you. I'm not forcing anyone.
Okay, sorry I said that.
Ooh, I'm cranky today. Y'all listeners, ooh. I'm cranky today.
Cranky Lord, pants.
I'm cranky pants today, y'all. But if you haven't joined the Patreon, please do. We have a $5 and a $10 level. We're so excited to have you. We are so thankful for the reviews. If you haven't had a chance to leave a review, please do so. And once Allie and I hit 100 on our Patreon subscribers, we're going to start doing Patreon live recordings. So you get to be a part of that, which is really fun. Again, thank you so much. And I take back all the things I said when I was cranky.
Okay, y'all are gay.
Y'all are gay now. Bye. Leave a review. Join the Patreon.
Hey, y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, Italian ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner. How's it going, couple partner? How you been?
Oh, working my ass off.
You've been working.
Hustling.
In New York City. Listeners, maybe we'll talk about politics again. That was weird, right?
Yeah, that's not our vibe. That's not... You know, stay informed and everything, but we ain't the ones to find the information from.
In fact, the opposite.
We are not the informers.
No, we're the anti. We're going to confuse you.
Yeah.
So you've been working.
We just like to make rumors.
We only do rumors, Murder Genos. Let us know. DM your favorite rumor. Let us debunk
it. Oh, my God. Y'all, please.
Please.
Send us some rumors. We'll read them.
Yeah, it could be hometown. It could be family. We can be anonymous. We can leave it. You can leave it anonymous.
You can be anonymous if you want, y'all.
Oh my God.
You can email us at y'allgaypod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same. Dude, we got to get that going. So you've been working.
Mm-hmm.
You've been working hard.
Hard. So hard. So many toddlers. So much talk about body parts and poop. Just so much poop.
How many toddlers at a time are you babysitting for?
No, I just keep one at a time. But we also will do like play dates and things like that.
So you're just wrangling these toddlers as they're discovering their bodies.
The little girl I watched made me laugh so freaking hard.
Freaking.
She goes, Allie, video this joke. Because she tells me she wants to come to my comedy concert. And that she's going to tell jokes when she gets big. And so she's been working on telling jokes. She's 3. It's like, Allie, video this. And I did. And she goes, how did the chicken and the bunny cross the road? And I said, how? And she goes, penis.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect joke. No notes.
No, no. A+. I laughed so hard. I was like, that's not the answer. And I mean, at one point she was laughing so hard. I was like, the child's going to throw up. She's really cracked herself up on this one.
Man, honestly, a great joke. Alternative comedy at its finest.
For sure.
So, Allie, we were chatting earlier. Also, listeners, we did just record a Patreon.
If you are, oh, my God.
If you're not a Patreon subscriber, we have a $5 or a $10. What? I'm trying to hustle, Allie.
No, this is great. I mean, I'm just thinking they are missing out because what I just did is a little insane.
The what you just did and the reason why you just called your dad is gnarly. And that's on the $10 level. That is truly gnarly what you just, what we all just found out. Talk about rumors. This is a rumor that's a fact.
We were fact checking.
We fact checked a rumor and it wasn't a rumor. And it's more scandalous than 9 1/4. Way more scandalous.
Yeah, more scandalous.
More scandalous. And also, now, whatever. You have to listen. I don't want to give away too many spoilers.
Yeah.
But, okay. So you were a poet.
I was. Mm-hmm. I got really into poetry starting around, like, 8th grade. Mm-hmm. And in 2001, which freshman year of high school,
okay,
I was put in a Celebration of Young Poets book.
Whoa.
North and South Carolina.
Whoa.
In the spring of 2001. Sorry, I should have found my thing before.
A lot of hang on, sorry about that. I should have been more prepared. One second. Let me dig through this. Hang on, y'all. Why don't we just call Jerry again? You can embarrass your father on a podcast without his knowledge.
It's pretty fucked up.
It's so fucked up, Allie. He's almost 80. And then he's asking you how your day is, how you're doing. And you're essentially prank calling him.
Yeah.
Pretty fucked.
Pretty much.
He'll never know, right, Murder Dingoes? You'll never tell on us. Did you find that? Your poem yet? Maybe I'm starting to think Allie's not in this book.
I am, y'all. I was in the Celebration of Young Poets, and I'm going to find it. I thought it said, yeah, it says 130, and I have a tab on that.
Uh-huh.
Angel Pass. Broken Heart. It was called Broken Heart.
Okay.
By Allison Clayton.
Ooh, your full name. Your Christian name.
Grade 9.
Ooh. Me fart.
I hate how I'm sad.
Say it, bitch.
You let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I hate that I'm sad too, man. I need a hug and a fuck. Shit, man. I need a nap. Okay, go ahead. I will be quiet.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be real quiet.
Okay. Oh, and this poem is about 18-year-old high school dropout that had been to jail and one time stole a peanut machine from a bar. But anyways, he was my boyfriend, but kind of secretly because I was only like 14.
Whoopsie!
Yeah. And then he ended up cheating on me. And I was very broke. My heart was broken.
An 18-year-old who stole a peanut machine. Broke your heart.
Yeah.
fuck this guy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, yeah. Allie. That's devastating.
But he did have the smallest wiener I've ever seen in my life.
Good.
Like, I'm serious, to this day. It looked exactly like a Vienna sausage.
Ooh, that's rough. I don't know. Well, we don't want to get into that. I mean, you dated him.
Okay. Here we go. Broken heart, Allison Clayton, grade 9. I hate how I'm sad and I can't be mad. I hate how every time I see you, my heart beats fast because I thought it would last. I hate how everyone told me about you and I still can't convince myself it's true. I hate how you broke my heart and you don't even call. But what I hate the most is that I don't hate you at all. Does it sound familiar at all?
It sounds very familiar. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go ahead and read that poem that it's based off of?
Well,
that you've never.
I didn't admit it until just recently, but mm-hmm. a very big, like, popular movie at the time, which everyone my age had watched multiple times, 10 Things I Hate About You. And this girl says a poem that's almost verbatim what my poem is. And everybody was like, Allie, like, you totally took the 10 Things I Hate About You poem. And I was like, the what? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that.
They're like, Allie, we watched it at your house last weekend. Was that it? I don't think that was it. I think that was Twister.
Okay, here's the 10 things I hate about you. I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate the way you drive my car. I hate it when you stare. I hate your big dumb combat boots and the way you read my mind. I hate you so much it makes me sick. It even makes me rhyme. I hate the way you're always right. I hate it when you lie. I hate it when you make me laugh, even worse when you make me cry. I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. Ooh. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit. Not even at all.
Wow, Allie. I mean, they should be paying you royalties for that. That's wild. That's good taste. That is great taste. I'm gonna hold this up.
But I had seen the movie and I did rip the poem off.
Oh, there's no way you didn't. Yeah, everybody knew that. Did your teachers go like, hey, we know that you did this?
Or were they this girl was a straight up dork. She ain't seen it.
She ain't seen it. Will you flip to a random page in that book?
Oh my gosh, great idea.
You open up a poem yet? Ooh, Allie's mouth got real big. Is this one horny or what?
This is the exact same poem.
No way.
She ripped it off too. But instead of doing, I hate the way, she says, I love the way.
Read it.
Okay.
Also, how did the editor not catch this?
This is wild. I love the way you look at me and the way you say my name. I love the way you hold my hand and take me places I've never been.
Oh. I love the way you... and take me places I have never been.
Okay, maybe it's not as much as
no,
I
keep
thought.
Reading okay. it. Keep reading it.
I love the way you take me by surprise and make me realize that you really love me. I'm sorry. I love the way you make me feel like everything in life is real. I love the way you're always there and telling me that you'll always care. I love the way you...
What is this fucking rhyme structure, man?
It's not rhyming, man. I'm starting to think maybe my poem wasn't that great. Maybe they let anybody be published.
Keep reading, man. Okay. What else she say? Was that it?
No, it's not. I love the way you never frown, letting me know that you'll always be around. I love the way you play with my hair and the way you always stare. I love the way you hold me tight and make sure everything's going to be all right. I love the way you smile at me and say you'll never leave. I love the way you tell me that you love me and mean it from the bottom of your heart. But most of all, I've loved you right from the start.
How old is this? Don't say the name, but does it say the grade?
Grade 10 from China Grove, NC, North Carolina.
If you are the author of this poem, hit us up. Okay, flip to another random page.
Yeah, this is a great game.
Go ahead.
Okay.
This is making me feel a lot better. Just dunking on these kids.
The wind.
Ooh, the wind. Now this one sounds promising.
So angsty.
It's me today. This sounds promising.
Okay. Forward and back, the trees bent their heads. Petals fall off the flowers around their beds. Though we can't see the wind, the signs of it are clear. And when we see the trees bend, it appears. Sometimes it may be hard to believe, especially in something no one can see. But just like the wind, God is here.
Yep, I knew. I was like, this sounds like me on MDMA, or it's a Christian thing.
And when we see the effects of his hand, we know he is near.
The wind. Can you read that with your British accent? Actually, will you take a picture of one so I can read one?
For sure.
Send it to me so I can read one.
Okay. Would you like to read Escaping to Cancun, Mexico?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Hold on. I got one for you.
Thank you, my friend.
It's called, you're going to, wait, I'm just going to, you'll see.
Okay. Don't tell me.
I can't tell you yet.
Okay. Then I'll read this one regular, and then you and I should read them in British accents.
Great idea.
So send me two.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. Yeah. Okay, here we go. It just came through.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to send you
this one. This is me just reading regular.
Okay.
This one's called, oh, no, fuck you for this, Allie. This one. Because of the way I've been pouting today.
It's called My Friend.
Yeah, it's called My Friend from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh. You sound like Bubba Gump, man.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh,
North Carolina.
Yep.
Oh, Neuse Baptist Christian School.
Oh. I didn't read that part.
My friend, fuck you for this, man. I've been such a pouty bitch. Why do people hurt me? Why do I feel...
I didn't read it.
Grade 12. Why do people hurt me? Why do I feel so much pain? I thought friends were supposed to love me. I thought they really cared. Oh, wow. A lot to unpack right here already. Shit is hitting the fan. Things aren't always as they seem, though. People come and people go. Some hurt me and some love me, but not all truly care. I have found only one true friend. His name is Jesus. He loves me for who I am and even for what I cannot be. When no one else has cared, he has cared for me. When no one else has loved, he has loved me. He will never hurt me. He will never cause me pain. I thank my friend Jesus for all he has done for me. My friend Jesus, he can be your friend too. Fuck all y'all. I don't need any of y'all. But my friend Jesus, he can be your friend too. Oh my gosh. The twists and turns of this poem. All right, send me another one so you can read yours in a British accent, and then I'll read this one.
Okay.
Why do people hurt me? Why do I feel so much pain? Brother, this is grade 12. Whew, shit's about to get a lot harder.
Oh, I just found one.
Okay.
From grade 7.
Oh, you know it's going to be weird.
Okay.
British accent.
Yes, for sure. But I found the perfect one for you. But okay. It might be a little too short. So if you need a
no, send it to me. Send it to me. Send me two if you think it's too short.
Okay.
Wow. He was racing at Daytona as I watched him. He was on the last lap in the last turn. He what died when he hit the wall. The next day, I was so shocked. It seemed like it didn't happen at all. It is, there's a poem above the snake poem that you just sent me.
Oh, okay.
Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt was the black number 3. He was like a hero to me. As he went by with so much speed, the winds from passing by blew over the weeds. Until one Sunday afternoon around 4:30 p.m., I was like, okay, damn. Okay, go ahead. Your turn.
Oh, no, you should definitely read Dale Earnhardt.
No, I just did. I want to read mine. So do you have your British accent poem? I don't know, listeners. Perhaps if you haven't joined our Patreon, you should really consider joining it. It's about 30 minutes, and then we post the videos online. And once we hit 100 Patreon members, we're so very close. Ali and I will start doing live Patreon recordings. Doesn't that sound so titillating? And once we get our merch game up and rolling, you know, life comes and life goes. We've been planning, we've been talking, but once we get that up on the road, we'll be getting exclusive discounts. Filling the time as Allie finds her poem.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
The Touchdown, Grade 8, Whitakers, North Carolina. My heart. Hold on.
Go for it, my old chap.
Hello. My heart is beating faster. My legs are moving quicker. I feel like I'm going to explode. I am almost there. Going to explode.
British, Allie. Keep it British. Is this eighth grader coming? I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Restart. You have to restart. You have to restart. British accent only.
Grade 8. My heart is beating faster. My legs are moving quicker. I feel like I'm going to explode. Going to explode. I'm almost there. Going to explode. I'm getting closer. Going to explode. I'm there. I'm rejoicing. Here I am at last. I am rejoicing.
Will you send me that? I want to practice reading that in a British accent too.
Did I forget again?
No, but I do want to try to. I do try to want that one.
Can you imagine? We just start doing this as a monologue for auditions.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, send that to me. Okay, this one is called Snake. I can't see the grade in the photo. Sickly went around the mouse. Needle-like teeth went into the body. Amazing digestion. Killed the mouse in 2 seconds. Eating is what he likes best. Snake. Amazing digestion. One thing about my mate here. Amazing digestion.
I think you're doing Australian.
I was trying to do Cockney. Okay, let me do one more, a little more posh, and then I'm going to read the touchdown. Okay. Sneakily, this one's called Snake. It's dedicated to all the snakes out there. Sneakily went around the mouse. Needle-like teeth went into the body. Amazing digestion. Killed the mouse in 2 seconds. Eating is what he likes the best.
Okay, now you have to read the touchdown.
Okay.
But, like, read it like it's, like, a genuine, like, monologue.
Okay. British accent.
Sure.
Okay, but then you have to read it like a genuine monologue. Wait, are we doing... Okay, so for this one, is it genuinely... Okay, let's try genuine monologue, no British accent.
Genuine monologue, no British accent.
My heart is beating faster. My legs are moving quicker. I feel like I am going to explode. Going to explode. I'm almost there. Going to explode. Going to explode. I am there. I am rejoicing here at last. I am rejoicing.
That was great.
Thank you. Your turn?
Mm-hmm. My heart is beating faster. My legs are moving quicker. I feel like I'm going to explode. Going to explode. I'm almost there. Going to explode. I'm getting closer. Going to explode. I am there. I am rejoicing. Here I am at last. I am rejoicing.
Now that sounds like a porn monologue. Okay, here we go. My heart is beating faster. My legs are moving quicker. I feel like I am going to explode. I'm going to explode. I'm going to explode. I'm almost there. I'm going to explode. I'm almost there. I'm going to explode. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm here at last. I am rejoicing.
We don't know if anybody else is going to like this, but we love it.
We do. My heart is beating faster. My legs are moving quicker. I feel like I am. Going to explode, going to explode. I am almost there, going to explode. I am getting closer, going to explode. I am there. I am rejoicing. Here I am at last. I am rejoicing. Yeah, because it's like my heart is beating faster, comma. My legs are moving quicker, comma. I feel like I am, comma, going to explode, going to explode. I am almost there, comma, going to explode. I am getting closer. I'm going to explode. I am there, comma.
It's about coming, right?
This is about coming.
And he called it touchdown.
Yeah. William Bill... Little from Whitaker, grade 8. Yeah, he knows this is about coming. Yeah, he's a pervert. He's like macaroni and cheese with the chicken strips.
Gosh, man, there's so much.
I'm gonna try to memorize this.
It's really great.
So when I am coming. I feel like I'm going to explode, going to explode. I'm almost there, going to explode. I'm getting closer, going to explode. I'm there. I am rejoicing. Here I am at last. I am rejoicing. I remember. I dwell in the memories of yesterday. We used to run. We used to play. I remember. I walk in the mist of remembrance. It's so fun to only get like bits and pieces of the poems and the photos. Missing you. Here I sit today, thinking about you so far away. I can't stand the fact that if some people didn't drink, you would be back. Oh, fuck. That one's pretty deep.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Do it again.
I'm missing you. Here I sit today, thinking about you being so far away. I can't stand the fact that if maybe some people didn't drink, you would be back.
Ooh.
We're snapping their pain.
We're at the grand slam right now.
This kiddo's family member was hit by a drunk driver. Give it up for some snaps. We're at the moth, bitch. Yeah, at least looking. So if you haven't joined up for our Patreon, the link is in our bio. And we would like to give a shout out to Wizard Radio and whatever ads are playing currently in our podcast. We don't know, and we hope you enjoy them. Allie, have you found your next poem? Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm sending you some.
Okay, great.
And then I will read one.
In a moment like this. Oh, wow. I got a whole page. Okay. Okay, okay, great.
Yeah, just whichever ones you like, you know?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. This is from fourth grade.
Fourth grade? Damn, this book spans everything.
Titled Man from Maine.
Oh, fuck.
There was a man from Maine who had a very bad pain from kicking the door and stomping the floor. Oh, what a very big shame. Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's rough. This one I'm going to read is called I Am God Is. Grade 5. I am God's shoes, who walks and takes me places. I am God's clay, who molds me and reuses me over and over again. I am God's paper, who shares his ideas with me. God is my textbook, who teaches me everything about him and his son. God is my steering wheel, who steers me in the right direction. God is my everything, because there would be nothing without him.
Okay, yes. It's called A Little Princess, grade 5, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Perfect.
I'm a little princess in my own little way. I'm a princess every day. I speak to people in a nice, polite manner, so they make me a special banner. I'm a little princess in my own little way. I'm a little princess every day. They say I'm cute, little princess. That's why my parents aren't in stress, because I'm a little princess in my own little way. You can be one too. This is all you have to do. Say I'm a little princess in your own little way. I'm a princess every day. Bye, little princesses.
This is like me on MDMA. Again, now this one is really fucked up, and I do believe it's connected to the last poem that I read. This is called My New View.
I got another one after
grade 6.
What's it called?
My New View.
Okay.
I once took for granted what I had. It wasn't a good thing. I never thought, okay, let me read this because there's no punctuation, so let me get ready. I once took for granted what I had. It wasn't a good thing. I never thought what it was like to never have what I had. But one day I came home from school. I turned on the TV. I wanted to watch the news. There was a special bulletin. The reporter said a tragic wreck killed 2 people. She said it was a mess. She said it was terrible. Then she showed the people, who they were, their names. Then I cried. I was shocked. It was my friend, Jack. Now I know how quickly life can change. This is how it came to be my new view.
Grade 6. Wow.
That was intense.
That's rough.
That's intense.
Poetry heals everyone.
Sad.
Okay.
Spring is here, but I'm still sad. Happy spring equinox. Equinox, everyone. That's today. Mm-hmm. Spring is here, but I'm still sad because my feelings are very, because my feelings are feeling very bad. Oh my God. Here we go. Spring is here, but I'm still sad because my feelings are feeling very bad. Father is gone. Mother has left, and I am left alone with Perdita, my pet. Soledad is sad, and I grieve with her too, but we love each other too. No one can comfort us, but we will go on until comes light at the break of dawn. Who are these sad children?
I'm telling you.
Grade five.
Grade five. Okay. This one is grade four, fourth grade. My crab.
My back. My crab and my neck. My crab. My pussy and my crab. My crab. Go ahead. Tell me about what that crab do, girl. Come on, girl.
Okay. My crab. You're not going to let me read it.
Call your dad. Ask him about his.
No. Top secret. Okay. My crab is small.
Okay. He's a shower. He's a grower, not a shower. Okay.
He gets it in the palm of my hand. When he moves around, it sounds like a cat scraping. When it eats, it looks like it's holding a stick. He always tries to get hot on a nice sunny day. I love my pet crab. I wonder if he loves me.
My friend, probably not.
Probably not.
My crab.
Sorry, but probably not.
Hey, I hate to break this to you, but I think that crab wants out. Do you think it was a hermit crab or you think it was a real crab?
Hermit. I think it was a hermit. Oh.
I ain't missing you at all.
At all. That's a great song.
Man, since you've been gone.
Away. I ain't missing you.
At all.
Oh, you listeners, did you read Drunk Driver?
No, I haven't. But this Drunk Driver has seemed to have annihilated a whole elementary school. A lot of young children are dealing with the ramifications of this Drunk Driver. Healing through their words.
Okay. Jesus.
Take the wheel. Because this Drunk Driver is behind the wheel.
No, this isn't Drunk Driver. This is called Jesus.
Oh.
He died on the cross for you and me. He lived in his life truthfully. He was God's only son sent here to save us. We go to church and worship him. We pray, teach, and sing hymns. God sent him to be with us. So we didn't have to face the world alone. We marveled at his miraculous miracles. Still, we killed our best friend.
That one took a turn. Still, we killed our best friend. Anytime I'm feeling low, I'm just going to ask you to send me a picture of this book. Still, we killed our best friend.
We nailed him to the cross so cruel and gave him a crown of thorns. Still, God forgave us, forgave all our sins and cruel deeds, wiped our slate clean, and gave us fresh air to breathe. We should be grateful, but still we sin. We know not to do it. Still, we are full-blooded hypocrites.
Damn, bitch!
Sinning every day. She's from Saldia, South Carolina. Grade 8.
You know what I found on Instagram? Pentecostal. Oh, a Pentecostal revivalist. MLM, like an Instagram, like influencer.
Wow.
Pentecostal, like whatever. And she's selling hair products. She's like, because hair care and keeping our hair beautiful is keeping it beautiful for the Lord. And with these products, it'll help you grow your hair past your waist.
And that's what God wants.
That's what God. Okay, so read the other one you were going to read.
Oh, I don't remember what the other one was. I closed the book.
It was called like Drunk Driver.
Oh, I don't know where it is.
All right, don't worry about it, my friend. I think we've done enough poetry for the day.
I mean, wow.
What were these teachers doing? Do you think they were like, hey, maybe we should have a talk?
How are they not like, oh, this is definitely about this kid jacking off?
Yeah, 100%. And you know that guy was like laughing about it.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Sure. Listeners, if you have a poem that you'd like us to read online, to share.
Online.
Online. Yallgaypod@gmail.com.
Read that online?
Mm-hmm.
My journal was in God.
Let me read this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Oh, okay. I've heard that before.
Yeah. This was
the serenity prayer, huh?
Yeah.
Ye old serenity. My mom threw away all my old journals.
Oh.
Yeah, I was not happy about it.
My dreams are bothering me. I dreamed that I was having sex and giving a blowjob.
Damn.
That's all it says. My dreams are bothering me.
My dreams are bothering me.
Having sex and giving a blowjob.
Like, I wish these dreams would get the fuck out of my face.
Oh my God.
I think I was too embarrassed about my high school poetry and I just burned it.
Well, this is a little inspirational. This is some poem I wrote, I think, like, right when I got out of the village, I think. I don't know. It's kind of depressing.
Oh, up to you.
Oh, I forgot about this song I wrote.
Please.
Okay, I'll do my best because I haven't done it in a while. Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, and Snow White. All found the Prince Charmings, their bright and shining night. I am no princess, yes, I know this for a fact. But I've got something all of these girls lack. I'm real. I'm just me. I may not always like it, it's just how it's gotta be. I ask too many questions, and I always bite my nails. I believe in heaven, and I believe in hell. I know there's somewhere out there just waiting to love me. So take that, you princesses, because fairy tale love might have been made for you, but it was also made for me. I'm not out of any fancy book or some sexy magazine. I'm not good at science, but I do love to read. I was born in the country and I can ride a horse. All you three can do is sleep, sweep, and play with dwarfs. Ooh. I feel sorry for y'all. I really, really do. Because y'all will never do so many things I get to. Because I'm real.
Is this real? Me.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it was also made for me. You can believe it or not. But that fairy tale love wasn't just made for you. It was also made for me. Mm. That's a little song I wrote.
Isn't it funny? Remember living in Chicago during St. Patrick's Day? Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Wow.
They turned the river green and all the beer is green.
Big deal.
It's a big deal.
I hated working at Starbucks. I always had to work the overnight shifts on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
that 20.
20- a lot of people was... come to Starbucks on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God, it was disgusting.
Oh,
yeah, because
no.
It was open 24 hours. We were surrounded by bars. They would let out, and we would get a rush from like 2 to about 2:30, 2:45, and then we would get a rush at 4 a.m. when the 4 a.m. bars closed. Dang. And on St. Patrick's Day, it was just non-stop drunks. Mm. And then, of course, everyone would come in from Schaumburg to see Second City.
Yeah.
Like, one guy threw up in the trash can where we keep our half. Like, right, you know, like when you go to a Starbucks, there's like the little half and half station and there's like trash cans right there. He was just like barfing into those.
I guess and that's better than the floor, but still nasty. I mean, walk outside.
Walk outside, man. You give up anything for Lent?
No, I didn't know it was Lenten right now.
I didn't know it was Lenten right now, and then I saw a sign on somebody's yard saying Easter was March 31st. I thought Easter was in April always.
It is?
It's March 31st.
That is wild.
Who's deciding this?
Yeah, who chose this? That is wild.
Because this is like the first time Easter's ever been in March.
I think so.
It's typically
in April.
It's typically in April, and I don't know what calendar these liberal Christians are going after on. Mm-hmm. Easter is always in April.
Preach.
The Easter Bunny can't come out in March. It needs to nap.
Yeah.
It's too close to January.
It's the only bunny that hibernates. Does bunnies hibernate?
They have a hole. They don't necessarily hibernate. Yeah, they got a hole they can grow.
They got a bunny hole.
I'm getting donged down in new ways.
All right. Let's get into it.
Getting into holes, 44 minutes in. No, that's a Patreon episode. Sorry.
Ever. Y'all, Ever's really on one today. They've had a tough day. And
it wasn't even a tough day. I'm just being a baby. I'm just being a baby. I just need a cuddle from my partner, my couple's partner. Maybe a little kiss. I can
send you a little bit of my hair in the mail.
I would love that. I'll send you some of mine. We can have an unboxing on our live recording.
Oh my god, that would be really funny for us to send each other shit and then unbox
should we and listeners, if you sign up to our Patreon, you'll get to watch that live. Any gimmick. What were we talking about? Oh, Easter. Doesn't it feel too close to January?
I love Cadbury cream filled eggs.
Me too. And I like the crunchy Robin eggs.
Yeah, those are good too. Cadbury cream filled, my favorite though.
My favorite. And you know what else I like in the vein of Cadbury cream filled eggs? The Christmas cherries. Chocolate covered cherries.
That's my mama's favorite.
I mean, you get those once a year. Mm-hmm. More than once a year, it's too much. I'm going to go ahead and say that on the record. Yeah.
Also, I don't know why, but the Reese's that are shaped like
pumpkins taste better. They taste really better.
You heard it here first, folks.
Also, but on the most recent packaging, I don't know if you haven't seen it yet, but they did like this weird zoom in on the Reese's peanut butter cups, and it looks like wormy in a way.
Wormy.
Like, it looks like in that one scene of Star Wars where that one thing gets cut open.
I ain't seen Star Wars ever.
Really?
Never been interested.
It's been on here and there. I'm not like, I gotta go see this.
I ain't seen Star Wars, Star Trek.
I've seen Star Trek.
Did you like it?
I like what I've seen on Star Trek.
Great.
I don't understand the people that Star Wars out their vehicles. Like, they turn their, like, you'll see, like, a Dodge Challenger, a Dodge Charger on the road, and they'll have, like, decals on it to make it look like a stormtrooper or Darth Vader. I'm like, those are the bad guys.
Have you seen the ones that they make it look like bullets have shot?
Why would
you want your car to look like it got shot up with bullets? I don't get it.
So people leave it alone. Maybe I dare you to try that on the minivan.
Oh my God.
And see what happens.
If I rode around in my neighborhood, like, everybody'd be like, what? White girl in that busted ass van got shot up.
I can't believe that van keeps getting broken into.
Hey, they never take anything.
They're just disappointed. Are you at a point where you could just leave the doors unlocked?
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's pretty easy to get into, though.
Yeah. Can we go back to the bullet shooting stickers?
Yes.
I don't understand that either. Like, are you supposed to look like you look tough, or like you were just in a bad situation, or like what is the mentality?
Now that like I'm thinking about it, like maybe look tough.
Like, hey, I've made some mistakes in my life and people want to kill me.
Yeah.
But I'm still here. I've lived through that.
Yeah.
Like, I've fucked up. When I see that, I think this person is fucked up so bad that people would shoot at their car. They owe somebody a lot of money, or they've hurt someone very badly.
Yeah.
Did you ever shoot road signs growing up?
I remember that being a thing, but I don't remember personally, like, me doing it.
All right. Well, missing out.
You shot some road signs?
Out in the country. Why not?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do to impress your boy cousins? Give him a
joke. Why you want to impress them so bad?
Because I needed them to like me and to see me as their equal. That's my poem. Shooting road signs. I needed them to like me and to see them as my equal. My older male cousins have a gun. I shoot it at the no trespassing sign. I shoot it at the yield sign. I even shoot it at railroad crossing. They still do not respect me.
Oh, let me try one.
Why don't you get eyelashes for your fucking minivan? That's fucking tight.
I don't know what that is, but let's do it.
Headlight eyelashes, Allie?
Mm.
You haven't seen those on a Volkswagen Beetle?
Mm-mm.
Or like a Toyota Corolla?
No.
On the headlights, people put fake eyelashes. And I think we should get that for the minivan. That's so funny.
Yeah, we should. Okay, I got my riddle.
Okay.
She might be old, but she runs good. Leather's cracking, rusted on the outside. Dented all over. The trunk will hit you in the head if you try to lift it. Easy to break into. And always there for me when I need to pee in a cup. My little lady, my van.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
Well, friend, I love you so much.
I love you so much, friend.
And this has been really rejuvenating, and it's exactly what I needed today.
It's like a hug you through the screen.
Yeah, I feel like a little spoon and a hug. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I take back all that I said on the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
And listeners, you'll know what we're talking about if you
see. Oh my God.
All right.
All right. Also, I just want y'all to know we don't dislike Christians at all. If you're a Christian, we love you. You know.
Send us your favorite Psalms.
Yeah, send us your favorite
Corinthians. Verse.
But that shit was funny that I'm like, God, this is so fun. Like, Southern Gay Icon, this fucking book is so Southern. It's like every other poem, they got to mention God.
That, yeah, it felt like home. That book is Southern. It's filled with Southern gay icons.
It is filled with them. And number one, touchdown.
Touchdown, baby. You know what? That's going to be the title of the episode, Touchdown.
Touchdown.
All right, y'all. Stay gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now, y'all gay.